When once the true life is awakened within the spirit mind, they feel their condition, and need not to be told by another spirit. Mortal does not see his true condition because of the physical covering, but a spirit fully born sees the true soul, and its radiation, therefore differs from mortals in his views of what he terms right and good. Good is a term which has many meanings, and being an adjective, may be placed as good for nothing. Criminals are here classed according to deeds, all are placed in rank, and the disease removed by education, for we hold that sin, as it is called, is a disease of the mind, either organic or brought out by surrounding conditions. Some are made to heal the others, to restore what the other lacks, and thus equalize each other. You would be astonished to see sin sick lives waiting the physician's change. They are not cooped up in cells and chained, but are placed in the glorious scenery of free air, lovely woods and fields to infill them with a sense of their within loneliness and lack of worth. I may have wearied you but felt it necessary to say something regarding the unfortunate of earth, who are duly cared for in God's great world of reform and universal rights to all. We now leave the third sphere to open a grand scene in the fourth, where happy faces await the stranger who may come with the sign of admittance, or guides to usher them into the wondrous abode, where all scenes are adapted to the higher works of art, knowledge and scientific schools, which makes this one of the most interesting spheres for investigation. And oh! The immensity and variety of scenery, gorgeous homes, grand mansions, palaces, towers, minarets, temples, colleges and schools. The arts and sciences are here very much advanced, ready to be carried to other spheres. Here is Herschel with his telescope and observatory, Morse with his telegraphy, Fulton with his steam, Franklin with his lightning, Daguerre with his spiritual shadows producing the finite. Yes, you find them here, and like your grand centennial, a home of all earthly collections. Here you find them all classified and preserved. Here are your art galleries. Raphael and all the great artists of world's renown are showing forth their handiwork. This is the laboratory and workshop, as it were, for all spheres. There is also much of the beautiful and grand of other spheres. The older artists and sages of Earth's early history have here left their handiwork before passing on to the higher and more glorious knowledge. All is bustle in this world of living, acting, animated intelligence, giving forth new life, new thoughts to your world. I would not be understood that this is all the spheres of design and art. I mean that this is the true working sphere, where the inhabitants of many are drawn to investigate the true secret of material and spiritual essences. The scenery of this sphere is of an Italian character of mountains and glorious sunsets. Its waters sparkle and ripple like light, emitting a transporting, revivifying influence to the atmosphere, and all is life. There is a mountain here which towers far above the numerous ones surrounding. It is the Mount of Observation. An observatory crowns its summit. As you ascend the winding avenue, you see the loveliest verdure dotted ever with flowers, trees, grottos, fountains, cascades dancing down to the base, where are beautiful lawns with many a gorgeous circle and home. Here you can rest in many a sylvan retreat and lovely home of grand and magnificent beauty which tower above the surrounding scenery. Oh! It is grand, I assure you. At first it reminds one of the mountains of Earth, so, that for a moment, we feel like being back again, but the scenery so outrivals anything on the Earth, that we again realize that we are truly in heaven. These retreats are those of the philosopher, the artist, in fact, all students of the grand, the glorious philosophy of life eternal. Also here strangers are brought by guides to behold the glorious scene. From this sphere was sent intelligent communications, which after many attempts, at last caught the listening ear of childhood. As Jesus said, "Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Section 5. In ascending the different spheres of our spirit life, we often become blended with the surrounding atmosphere, and interested in the many and varied scenes of each, according as it is in harmony with our spiritual condition. While passing through the spheres, we are often reminded of Earth, and our earthly condition, so nearly resembling them and many scenes of spirit abode. I stated in my last, that the fourth sphere was the great laboratory of progressive life. Much that is useful has been, and will be brought to Earth, as fast as it can be given to intelligent minds adapted to its uses, from this sphere. We will now pass to the fifth, where a more scintillated and spiritual atmosphere is found, where the olden bards and sages of the past have made their homes, and where science has crowned with laurels those who have nobly won, by their earnest and inspired works, peaceful homes of rest, amid the enchanting scenery of beatific life. In this sphere there are transparent waters whose surface glistens with sparkling light and supplying beauty, upon whose surface glide myriads of beings with all the light and grace of angelic beauty, in every conceivable form of conveyance, many diving beneath its surface to catch the sunlight as it dawns upon and through the loveliest of flowers so beautifully blossoming in and XXXX, its crystal beauty. Many are born upon the surface like your lilies and so beautifully arranged in architectural beauty, as to form a conveyance for spirits to float upon these perfumed, musical, miniature boats or gondolas. We call them our flower nests of the sea. On these we often float at will, as nothing will harm or mar the happiness of one who is welcomed here, for this is the harmonial sphere, where homes are prepared with elegance and taste, acquired by long spiritual unfoldment. Each has his attractive abode and associations that give sweet peace to the soul. A central pleasure ground is attached to certain localities, for amusement, where choristers make melodious music. Within this flower-perfumed abode, beautiful songsters warble their notes of praise and joy to relieve the weary and pleasure-bound. Infantile spirit bands are also brought here to blend in this great family circle of sphere life. In this sphere you find the alabaster and crystal homes, which are substance ethereal to the touch of spirits who do not belong to this sphere, yet well defined to those who inhabit it. The architecture is far beyond that of mortal conception. I find that many of these habitations have been seen by the clairvoyant eye, and spoken of in Bible times. It has been considered the heaven, but is only one locality, and only the fifth degree. Here come the mighty sages and prophets of ancient days, as well as the teachers of the present. It is the home of Washington, Paine, and all the honored of their age. These noble beings also have homes in the upper spheres. Advanced spirits have homes in all spheres wherever they can come in harmony, like different residences on earth, when adapted to their needs at certain times. Some have homes like the sunbeams, so bright and ethereal, where the zephyrs float perfumed, and charmed music from the upper spheres can reach them. Many times they converse with those of the higher life, and often are led to do their bidding. This sphere is universal ground to the inhabitants above, where all who wish, can mingle, and express any new thought or discovery, where a thorough feeling of interest is taken in a subject advanced. It is where facts are gathered and propounded, notes taken and kept for further reference until it is solved, and when approved, is assigned its place and brought into use as far as can be made practicable. Note. Miss Jenny Lays, during a lecture in San Francisco, described Channing's lecture room in the fifth sphere to be a building of solid spirit alabaster, the inner walls covered with a succession of wreaths around the entire dimension room, carved in the solid alabaster, in each wreath a beautiful statue, all the entire furniture to be of the same material. At the time she clairvoyantly saw this building, Channing was addressing about 500 young girls, beautifully dressed in a great variety of colors. During those investigations, everything is conducted similar to earthly scientific investigations, all is minutely tested and reserved for use. Thus Franklin is still studying of electric power, and will soon give to the world a new feature of his discoveries. Also Morse will produce sound through different currents, which will benefit the world in a new telephone degree. Daguerre is still reflecting, still changing atmospheric color, and will yet be able to produce a new field of discoveries, and said to me a year ago, that he would yet succeed in photographing colors. Those who developed science while on Earth are still laboring for her benefit. Oftentimes this class of spirits are pushing on to new fields, exploring after the divine cause of all matter, and find much to expose of the fabulous tales of the past, and much that is retained, still analyzing, and removing the dross from the grand germ of truth. Every atom of life is full of history, as every particle of matter, whether spirit or soul, has to pass into the upper spheres. So we oft-times find earthly associations of our existence meeting us, and reminding of our nativity. No, we cannot escape the soul's eye, for it is ever upon us. Though no being meet us, we yet are known, for every particle of earth came from the spiritual world, atom by atom, which has changed with its spiritual essence, and is being changed in return. Each atom of existence is continually throwing off an aura. We perceive it readily in the fragrance of flowers, the clairvoyant sees its material substance. So, friend, we are spirit while on earth and mortal when in heaven, only unfolding like a flower, to bloom in this paradise, until we are perfected, yielding our substance, then again change our garments, and go on to a higher and more glorious unfoldment, until all sublunary things will be past, when a spirit essence will pervade all our being, and we find ourselves fully clothed, prepared to stand upon the rock of eternal progression, visiting the glorious homes and planetary spheres, throughout the eternal ages. Section 6. In entering the sixth sphere, everything is beautiful, and all seems in perfect harmony. This is the home circle of the unfolded spirit. Earth's children here find their resting place before commencing the final chemical change that is to be wrought out in the seventh, preparing them for the full spiritual body. Here are playgrounds where the spirits bathe in an atmosphere of glorious light, where are ambrosial fountains, amid grassy lawns and heavenly flowers, sweet songsters adding their hymns of praise from the deep wooded forests, to join the bubbling streams that lave the grassy sides lined with flowers and perfumed mosses, where the wanderer can rest in sweet repose. On these waters are beautiful swans and birds of various hue, that floating, give a living picture of beauty. Here we find the homes of rest and repose for all who have come up through the different spheres, and now find the haven of rest from all care, prepared to be filled with inspiration for their higher calling. Do not think me egotistical if I tell you that here my beloved Washington, his mother and eight children, unite to meet our loved ones, and many who are in sympathy with our investigations. You must know ere this that all cannot feel the same impulses or comprehend the same divine power, but only so much, as to them seems real, can they accept. Hence the need of separate homes. You must understand me to mean that all are not given the same capacity to comprehend, hence there are different grades. To use a homely phrase, souls are like measures, some hold a pint, some a quart, some only a gill. Yet they are all full and can hold no more. So it is here, some see the grand, the ennobling power of a glorious universe, which seems to infill them with its grandeur, but others only see the material condition of everything which adapts itself to their wants. These last are merely vegetations in the land of souls. You cannot inspire such to anything higher than they can see, feel or touch. They only climb step by step in sphere life, as they did while on earth, ever holding fast to their condition of the last until fully certain that they are firmly established in the new, and then are only looking for self-preservation, never yielding or feeling willing to rest in the inspiration of a divine power. We have many here who move so slowly, that it takes ages to realize that they are moving upward to a superior condition. For such, we have homes and teachers who kindly care for and encourage them. These homes are like asylums where they are nourished and protected, with grounds attached where they are strengthened, thereby healed and made happy to go on in the great life truth of the spiritual world. The sixth sphere is where we change the garments material for those spiritual, and it would seem that we are here so purely spiritualized, that no more change would be needed. Here it is that we receive visitors who can come in harmony from other realms to praise in sweet accord, and who often bring beautiful flowers and bright jewels from their homes. Many visit us who are preparing to welcome us as we ascend to the realms of knowledge. Here are also colleges and schools of art where we arrange all those grand and beautiful pictures and designs that have been given to be perfected in the fifth sphere. Mary Washington gives an account of a visit from spirits from the planet Vesta, in this sixth sphere. The time will come when Earth treasures will be unraveled to prove to the world, that there were inhabitants ages and ages before the Christian era, and prove to all that it is those people who are so advanced in the upper realms of God's eternal world. At present, it is only of the last few thousand years of which we write in the ascension through the different spheres. Every conceivable portion of life on the habitable globe is inherent in those different planes. They vary only in the refinements of matter of which they are composed, as they have risen, like ourselves, from Earth's element, thus forming a link, binding all spheres with a silken cord of magnetic and electric force, that holds all together until we reach the God or seventh sphere. You may truly say that you continue to be Mr. Clark or White, with a material nature, until you pass into the seventh heaven, when you are completely clothed with a spiritual body, yet retaining the true identity and capacity of recognition as an eternal principle of all life. Then the opening heavens will reveal the glories of what man cannot know, until he has a key to this superior heaven or unbounded ocean of spirit life, where you seem launched upon an unfathomable universe of angelic beauty, which outdazzles all former conceptions of the inhabitants of lower spheres. It is here that we find God or the infinite, unfolding in this vast and glorious embodiment of all superior life. Here myriads of angelic hosts are floating in its glorious atmosphere of roseate life, where the music of all things reverberate throughout the universum. Here there is meeting of souls who have been purified, and are ready to take the star of light as a beacon to guide those whose work is done, accept the spontaneous life of some new light which shall burst into their souls in streams of musical rhythm, as light upon light is sent to the spheres below. So is the intelligence given like the rays of sunlight to earth to warm, enliven and enkindle new aspirations to those who are seeking for now light and life. Section 7. Truly the ways of the infinite are worth finding out, and we begin to realize that in the process of time, all will be revealed to mortals or spiritual beings who once have worn their material garments. We have found the old saying that God's laws are past finding out, is not a truth, and that it never was intended to bewilder man regarding his future, and destroy confidence in God's glorious love and kindness. The events which are being brought to light, will prove to Earth's children their true design and origin, and that no scientist has a true solution. The time has not fully arrived to establish the true secret of life principle. In Darwin, we find many beautiful suggestive ideas, and from our friend Peebles, we will beg leave to differ in some points. But we are most happy to see the research into what has so long been withheld, regarding man's infinite and prenatal condition. To explain, we should be compelled to take you back of earthly conditions, where far more spiritual elements preceded earthly matter, when the essence of the elements blended in atmospheric conditions, which permeated the life or spiritual conceptions of man. As I am not now to enter into an explanation of the life essence of mortals, I will here state that all things pertaining to these spheres, which has been spoken of, has a relative connection with the beings of Earth, and until you reach the seventh sphere, you are more or less under their influence. From the seventh, we become changed to a superior condition, and no spirit, after this progression, can again enter earthly atmosphere. The sixth sphere is full of spiritual atmospheric vibrations, like aeolian harps, which, like waves, swell the inspiration and vibrate the language of angels from the higher life, that are caught and retained as telegraphic dispatches to Earth's people. Thus the angelic hosts are mingling their love and sympathy by the symphonies and vibrations of the air, in musical cadences. It is not possible for a spirit of angelic order from the higher spheres, to inhabit any sphere below the seventh, but sometimes they are permitted to visit so near Earth as to impress through mediumistic power, the desires and wishes of those in the higher realms, in the capacity of a savior. Yes, each sphere has a savior or leader to whom they direct their desires, and this choice is assisted by a four harmonious choir of those interested in behalf of the welfare of all. One thought I was somewhat educated in the spiritual advancement of the sphere, but when I was ushered into the seventh, I was overpowered with emotions of joy. Oh, what joy, what peace pervaded my soul as I realized the true condition of that most wonderful land of spiritual glory. Beatific is not the word, glorified, heavenly, divine. As I wondered and marveled at the glorious scenes around me, and saw the angelic hosts that seemed floating in azure light and glory, I burst out in strains of unknown joy, for surely these were really beings, and not a fairy vision. Soon the misty veil was removed, and I saw my own loved ones who had passed on, and found that they, too, had been received here too. We changed for a superior flight to realms beyond. Here your garments are adapted to the atmospheric condition which you have power to remove, when you wish to descend to the spheres below. All material dross has been removed on entering this sphere, and the body rendered so pure and sensitive as to perceive the least innovation of this truly spiritual realm, that none but the purely angelic can remain. At certain portions of this sphere, a few visitors are permitted to enter, but are guarded by a spiritual band who act as guides to certain localities. But the inner circle is never approached. It is the fountain of life. Its essence pervades the universal atmosphere. Here is where the scientific, the true soul retires from its researches, to find rest and bathe in the charmed atmosphere of infinite life, embalming them with new strength, to continue their research through the planetary worlds, returning from time to time to transmit their investigations to the recorders in the scientific spheres, thence to be brought to Earth. Thus, my friend, we find all elements used, and nothing lost in the grand unfolding of the limitless worlds. As every planet has its spheres and spiritual inhabitants, they must have profound knowledge, which, from time to time, touches the lower planes of life, as a spark of light kindles and enlivens with its illuminating influence all worlds or planets are basking in atmospheric light. Beautiful drapery is around them like a mist of glory, enveloping in beauty and intelligence of the great power of eternal love. Oh! My dear friends of Earth, how little do you comprehend this wonderful and glorious home. Mortals I know are surrounded by physical conditions, which must debar them from entering into this grand and sublime knowledge of God's eternal love, but all, in the eternity of years, will cast their outer garments, and be brought into the universal circle of infinite wisdom and power of this soul-wrapped world. Section 8. Friends of Earth Life, we come again to greet you with love and encouragement, to continue on the good work you have so earnestly begun. Yes, we who have given our experiences to the world, shall meet together at the close of this, and speak of what we know regarding these writings. We left you in the great ocean of universal life, whose fount is supplied from all sources of inspirational and natural emanations, which fill and revivify with their enlivening and God-given principles. Perhaps I have not given so good and touching account of the different spheres as my loved ones who preceded me, but as I felt that a rationale was needed, to bring your minds to associations which would connect this unfolding world to your conceptions, as mortals who had taken first degrees in material things, clothing them with ideas of beauty or usefulness, so must I clothe my description of the heavenly spheres as habitable conditions for the spirits of those who had resided upon Earth, for we teach and claim that innate life and aspirations follow the spirit through the different changes, and that many of their desires or aspirations are heightened by being brought into the harmonious relations of spiritual existence, and are therefore beautified and cultivated more perfectly, as they advance to the different spheres. We have passed to the seventh plane of spiritual existence, and yet find much to learn. Many are coming here as visitors, but cannot remain, as they are not fully embalmed with the light of knowledge sufficient to advance to realms beyond. In passing out of this atmosphere, we perceive a peculiar sensation, which produces drowsiness, and we seem to lose ourselves and float on an unbounded, infinite and unfathomable space. Where we are being carried, we have no knowledge, but are told by a peculiar sound which comes to us a lullaby, to rest in peace, for the good angels who are near the great inner sphere of eternal life and beauty, are keeping and will care for us, until we are restored, and find ourselves within the domain of the great city of life, where the gates of jasper open, and the angels welcome us to the temple of souls, where one eternal song of praise is going up from purified spirits. Yes, friend, we have such a home in the final purification, where all know and understand each other, where joy unspeakable and full of glory is realized by all. Here labor ceases. This is a home for universal rest and enjoyment, without care, where a free, full, unbounded love awakens all to its glorious realities. Here all can bathe in the true enjoyment of their souls, where each is attracted to their spiritual enjoyment, where variety and harmony is a perpetual feast, each one living their spheres of action, varying in plans of enjoyment, according to their aspirations, that all in perfect harmony, like the flowers of the field blending their beautiful hues. This sphere has been but seldom spoken of, for it is the central sun of souls far remote from the ascending spheres where souls prepared are taken to this city of jasper, and pearls radiant with settings of diamonds, and all manner of precious stones. This is the great city seen by the prophets of old, and spoken of as the New Jerusalem. To them it was but a momentary vision which they could not clearly define as to location. Here is where the heavenly music is symphonized in one joyful harmonious strain. This is where all the inhabitants of different planets come, after their sojourn through spheres of each planetary belt, the univoculum or sun center of all unfolded spirits who have become perfected, and the rising star of recognition placed upon their foreheads, who, at intervals are permitted to visit others to observe their conditions, also, to assist in preparing them for this vast and eternal home, far remote from all other planetary worlds, this being the highest and holiest, where all refined particles from other spheres have been drawn, making this the crystal or purified sphere of the infinite mind. Here are the spiritualized palaces, and gorgeous minarets, where vespers are chanted by the sylvan glades whose musical and language flowers bloom, sending out a perfume not to be comprehended by mortals. My dear Earth friend, I have taken this medium beyond the known spheres belonging to this Earth, and through vast space beyond any planet yet seen by mortal eye. Yes, to a home that is eternal, a planet whose eternal beauty cannot be conceived, and which language fails to portray, but it is the, and God, the Universal Father, but not embodied, save through the souls of the purified who centralize the highest and purest of all created power. Here the infinite mind is centralized, and from this center radiates all intelligence to other planets or worlds, where guides are ever controlling and blending the forces of truth and knowledge, and spreading it through the different planets. When we think of what the world calls death, we feel at once thrilled with a desire to awaken them to their true condition, and to arouse them to a true knowledge of their glorious future. I find that by the assistance of my loved Washington and Mother, who have been my guides to this soul realm of angelic beauty, that I have brought this medium in harmony with its sublime grandeur, by whom I can give realities of the same world once given in visions to those who inspiredly wrote so beautifully, and who are now inhabitants of this soul realm of eternal life. They were the worshippers of the true God as a universal Father, and being honest and pure in their thoughts, this vision was given them of heaven, as they called it, where everything sparkled in beauty with its golden light, radiating with life from God or infinite power which permeates the whole. This soul realm is out of the magnetic circle of all planets revolving in an atmosphere which fills and surrounds it. It is also sustained by the magnetic and electric belts of all planets as they throw off their refined aura. While spirits are passing from planets to this soul realm, they are sustained by currents of magnetic life like a Gulf Stream flowing direct to this central realm of eternal life. Once within this current, the spirit is carried so softly, and lulled by sweet strains of music taking away all anxiety regarding the strangeness and distance from other climes. Attendants are also sent to guide the spirit until finally brought to the holiest of holies, where dazzling beauty and grandeur starts the soul with awe and wonder at the enchanted scenery, and you feel like prostrating in adoration before the shining angels of perfected life, who invite you to rest amid the anthems and love of angelic beings, who love and care for you so tenderly. And here I will rest.